I'm checking in from Barcelona at ZCon 4 here with another ZCon Sessions episode. I'm here with Ryan Taylor, the founder, organizer of the Zcash Foundation AV Audiovisual Club.
Yeah, I think I prefer organizer.
Organizer?
Yeah, it was sort of my idea, and I started the thing, but I don't want to be considered like in this hierarchy structure necessarily. Like, I'm reminded of these old commercials in the U.S. where this guy would end with, like, I'm not only the president, I'm also a client, you know?
Yeah.
For me, it's I'm not just, like, I didn't just create the thing. I'm really just a member, you know?
Yeah,
I'm just trying to learn and trying to work with people.
So. I can totally vibe with that. I think for those who haven't seen it, there is a podcast episode that we did on the Zec Hub channel where we kind of dive into the genesis around this, your background, your story. So if you're interested in learning more about that, you should definitely check out that podcast. We'll probably be able to provide some link in some description when we post this video here to watch that. So what I want to focus on today is what's been going on. You've given a presentation on the ZFAV Club today. You've kind of told the community what you've been working on and what are some of the outcomes from the program. I just want to learn more about that. And what have you been really excited about? What has surprised you? What are some learnings? Yeah, just overall, how do you feel about everything so far?
I feel great about everything. I'm really impressed with the community that has shown up at ZCon and with the AV Club. And there's a lot of people who were participating and collaborating with us in the AV Club who were able to come here. And now we can collaborate in person. And that is like the most rewarding part to me.
Yeah.
To see people, to see like the Zcast crew coming from Venezuela, to be able to be here, experience ZCon, and then also we can collaborate together in a way that we can do online, but you know, it's just not the same.
Yeah, it's really difficult. Yeah, I think coming in person allows us the opportunity to have all of these ideas we might be thinking through, but really like drive the discussions home and really start building on some of these notions and the ideas we've been having. So what have been some successes and highlights? Like when did it kick off? I don't remember. It was 7-8 months ago?
Six months ago. Yeah, it was January 12th was when we officially announced it.
Okay.
I pitched the idea to the Zcash Foundation in September.
Okay.
And it was a very nerve-wracking experience for me. I had the idea and I kind of like, it seemed so obvious to me when it struck me. And I was like writing down, I had 3 pages of scribbled notes with lightning bolts drawn all over it. And then I'm thinking, okay, after 3 days, I need to talk to someone else and see if this is an insane idea.
Okay.
And then I pitched it to Danica and Dan and Alex at the foundation. And it was one of those pitches where like, if this was Silicon Valley tech company, there's no way they would have let me through the door. Because I was so excited and so into it that I was rambling so fast, like talking so fast, and I get through all of my notes and I don't know if they even make sense.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at the three of them on this call that we were on, and I'm getting it's like this awkward silent moment where they're seeing if I'm going to keep going with it, you know, or anything. And they all loved the idea. So they accepted that the initiative, the program, which is very much in line with what the foundation's trying to do.
Okay.
Like the AV Club is a support organization to help the grantees, to help the ambassadors, to help the Zcash Foundation at events like ZCon to create more content. And by activating the community, empowering the community to be able to make the content themselves.
Yeah.
And so that we launched in January 12th, which was, like 6.5 months ago now?
Okay.
And it started really like, this was what my whole presentation was about. So if you want to check out some of the more specifics about who worked on what and when, then watch my talk. But high level overview, the first month, I think I just planned to have a monthly meetup, and that was kind of the main deliverable, have some consistent product that we're making. And then we had a weekly meeting at that point.
Okay.
And then later I created the weekly workshop. So now we have 2 different community calls each week. And then the meetup at the end of the month. And we meet in Discord, and that's really where the community has just started participating. They just started coming in and asking. I get DMs from some folks, and they're like, how do I join the AV Club? Like, you're here. You just did. Yeah. Like, what do you want to do?
Like, making, like lowering the barrier to entry and just making it as accessible as possible is super important from a community perspective.
Absolutely. And also, like, to that point, making the projects available to people. Yeah. So one of my favorite experiences that I like to relate back to this was when I was working for Bitcoin Magazine, and Mihai Alisi asked me, he was the original editor-in-chief of Bitcoin Magazine, and he asked me, what do you want to do? Like, what are you interested in learning? What are you interested in practicing? And I was writing for the magazine at the time, and I told him, I want to make your website. And he goes, okay, go for it. You know, like, it's finding people's passions and giving them the opportunity to practice that passion.
Yeah.
Has really been the core and the heart of what I'm trying to do with the club.
No, for sure. And like, when you mentioned something about you mentioned something about enabling content creators.
Mm-hmm.
I would not consider myself within that bucket, but I did offer to do some interviews, as I've done podcasts before. And just the ability with the setup that we have, like, right now, like, this is all totally, like, down to you guys, and people are able to come in and leverage these resources and leverage the equipment that we might not have to just overall create a better experience for all the content that we're trying to produce, kind of circling around these events. Do you find that from, like, a digital perspective as well, that people are coming in? Like, what are some examples of people coming in and learning the various techniques and then applying that to, like, their own ecosystem? Is there a lot of collaboration from, like, the different podcast groups and smaller Zcon events? Like, what are some of the examples there?
Mm-hmm. The one that really comes to mind was the live translations that we're doing.
Okay.
The stuff that Robmar is streaming in Spanish now.
Okay. And who is
Robmar? He is a part of the Zcash in Espanol community.
Okay.
And he's in Venezuela, and he is a real professional user of open broadcast software, the software we use to live stream. He's incredible with After Effects. He has all of these skills already, and he just needed a place to exercise them.
Yeah.
And to use them and contribute.
Okay.
And so he was watching, we were working on this translation stuff, and like we were... John Bruling is also a very active member in the club, and he had figured out a way to move audio from a YouTube video, like a live stream, into Google Translate as the microphone, and then we get a live transcription and a translation into whatever language we want. And this happened before the Zcon Voices in Brazil, so we practiced it there, and it worked pretty well, and that was being translated into Portuguese. And then we developed the technique a little bit more, and we had the podcast the meetup in March. We had Zcast on, and I told them, like, speak Spanish, like, do your thing. This is, I'm just giving you a space to be able to connect to the rest of the community. And we had translations. We had the English source, the Spanish source, translations between English and Spanish, and then translations from English and Spanish into Portuguese. So this podcast, or this meetup podcast, had live translations for three different languages. And this is not something that YouTube offers. YouTube only offers English, and usually pretty bad because it's Google Translate. So from there, this is where I believe Robmar saw what we were doing, because he's part of the Zcast and Zcash in Espanol community. And for him, it was a solution that he wanted to be able to understand what we're talking about when we're all speaking English at these events and in our community calls.
Yeah.
So for him, this light bulb went off. And then he... started joining some of our calls and started showing us what he was doing. I believe it was him that brought up SpeechLogger, which is a better software, much better than Google Translate.
Oh, wow.
Because Google Translate has this problem where the transcription gets rearranged and then the cache runs out, and the translation does the same thing. It's not, like, consistent. And SpeechLogger is actually note-taking software. So you have a solid transcript on one side and a solid translation on the other side.
Okay.
And what Robmar is now doing for the Zcon stream is he has the video that's being live streamed by the foundation, and he has just the Spanish subtitles going along the bottom and a nice little Zcon 4 logo. So this is a project that started out of necessity. John was actually looking to try to understand the Spanish community. We were able to use it for Zcash Brazil, and then community members saw what we were doing and thought, this is helpful to me.
Yeah.
And now we've built that bridge, and we've activated Robmar, and Ender is another example. He's also in the Zcash in Espanol community, And he came to me and was like, what can I do? How can I provide my assistance here?
Yep.
And then we ended up running successful crowdfunding campaigns for both of them so that Rob Marr could get the equipment that he needed in order to do the live stream for ZCon 4, which he can now use in the future to create more Zcash content.
Yeah.
And Ender did the same thing. His computer died while he was working on the brand work for ZFAV. And he ran a crowdfunding campaign, and we were able to get him a new computer as well.
Through Free to Z, correct?
Through Free to Z.
If you're not familiar with Free to Z, it's a platform in which, yeah, anybody in the world can create a profile and try to crowdfund Zcash for a variety of different initiatives. So if you're not familiar with that, you should definitely check them out. So what you're kind of saying is that this is a success story, just very much showing the example of if you create the infrastructure and create the model and have enough outreach, there will be community members who can come in, contribute, and not even necessarily directly receive funding. They can go out and like source funding through other means from the community directly to fund these initiatives and projects, right? I think that's super powerful. What should people be doing, you know, if they're interested in learning more about content creation, how they can contribute to the Zcash community from a, I don't want to say non-technical perspective, because doing this stuff requires like technical competence in another area, but they're not programmers and engineers. Mm-hmm. Like what is the first step that they can take to kind of be involved with the ZFAV community and start working on these things?
That's a really good question, and thanks for asking it, because I'm not necessarily always clear about that. I had this idea of like, if you build it, they will come, and that's not necessarily enough. I found that giving people, like listing the opportunities is a really powerful thing. And so for the meetups that we do, they're virtual meetups. They're basically, we don't do them on Zoom, but it's like Discord calls, or we also do the calls on Free to Z. And I was doing all of that, and I've always done this sort of thing myself.
Yeah.
And I considered it like, well, if one person can do all of this. But then when I broke down the jobs, there's like 6 to 8 different specific jobs that
can do
to support each other, different roles. And so what I'm thinking is that, like, if people want to get involved, if you want to learn about how this stuff is done, then we are providing test spaces, example, like these meetups, the calls, all of this. It's all like a zero fail environment. Like,
yeah,
you can't screw up. And so if you want to learn how to do this and you've never used any of this software before, we're providing the opportunity for to just play with us and learn from us. And we can learn from people as well. I'm learning so much from people who are coming into the community and coming into the club, that because my experience, my personal experience and situation is just my own, you know? I don't know what's going on in Venezuela. I don't know what the resources are like.
Yeah.
I've heard stories, but I haven't talked to any Venezuelans about it until recently. So it's like there is a technical level to some of the work, but on the other hand, I really want to be able to leverage the equipment that people have.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at ways to be able to allow people to use their phones as wireless cameras that can then be brought into Open Broadcaster.
Okay.
And now instead of having to buy a big fancy camera, you can start making podcast multiple camera shoots using just the phones in your pocket and free software.
Awesome. That's super amazing. So to get involved with all this stuff, what sites or the you mentioned Discord, any social media that you guys are on that people should follow, forum updates, et cetera.
Right. That was the actual question.
No, the question I think provided the opportunity to say like, yeah, just like, we have things that we need help with, and there's also an ability to come in and just learn with the equipment that you have this, like, available to you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no. So our actual platforms that we use would be, like, Free to Z is the main hub of what we're doing. I was a web developer for 10, 15 years.
Okay.
Working on with ECC and whatnot, and I didn't want to make websites anymore.
Okay.
But I have this thing that needs a website.
So,
and then I saw Free to Z, like, it's basically a replacement for Medium. It can be.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have a profile page, which is like, there's your home page. And then you have basically a blog that you can publish videos to, you can publish whatever. So I have links to all of our other digital entities, our other profiles and things there. There's a Discord invite link on there. Our YouTube channel we use a lot. Twitter. And they're all ZFAV Club. Is the username for all of them.
Okay.
So if you search anywhere for that ZFAV Club, then you're going to find us, hopefully. And then beyond that, yeah, I mean, like, Discord is really the center of the community thing. And it's my intro to Discord as well.
Yeah.
Like, I never really used it before. I've never done community organizing before. So there's definitely a lot I'm learning.
For sure.
But there's a lot of lash or like kickback about people don't like Discord, people don't want to use it. You have to meet people where they are.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who use Discord that like,
yeah.
it's a really good collaborative platform. So I'm trying to use the different platforms for what they're good at.
Yeah.
And for where people are and trying to meet people where they are.
I think it's a really good approach. I think, yeah, everyone's on a journey here. We just need to figure out where they're at in that journey and then help them move forward in a variety of different ways. Should that be something they want to do? Awesome. So ZFAV Club, follow that on social media, Free to Z, Discord, Twitter, etc. If you want to get involved with working on things related to creating content and making it a higher quality in the Zcash ecosystem. Ryan, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, Ian.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
For sure.